to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we started for the rest of this month. We're looking at healing. Now, we're not just talking about healing the physical body. We're talking about healing of the emotions as well. Abuses and all kinds of stuff that have happened have left us scarred in our minds and our memory. God heals that as well. I want you to know that God, He begins a good work. He's also faithful to complete that work. He does a complete healing in people that understand and know how to get the healing. So we're going to pick it up again today. This comes from our Healing Academy, which I do every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. live on Zoom, our Facebook, YouTube, and our webpage. So if you want to join us, please join us on any of those, and you can join us totally free. We send out a link if you give me your email, and we will send out that link to you. Just click on the link and it gets you in automatically. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. It's not too late. Marriages, soulish realms, mind, will, emotions, body can be healed in an instant. Amen. My God. And so what happens is they've been wounded as a child, as a teenager, as an adult, whatever it is. And it's totally, totally occupying your heart, which is your mind, your thoughts, which is in your mind, and your behavior and moods from something that hurt you long ago. And it's stopping you from attaining and becoming all you can be for God. He's designed you specifically, on purpose, fearfully and wonderfully made, created you, and He put all the characters in you that He loves, and He put that personality in you that people are going to just love. He didn't put anything in you that people are going to hate. Lordy, Lord, fearfully and wonderfully created you, and He called you from your mother's womb, and He knew you before you were in your mother's womb, and every single day of your life is written in His book before the foundation of the world, and He called you, and here you are, and you are perfect in His sight. You got some hang-ups, get taken care of, but you're perfect to God. If He can just get all that clutter away from your head, out of here, the biggest problem, if He can get that clutter out, there's the perfect specimen. Because God doesn't create anything that's not perfect. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I have a thumbs up or something up? Thank you, Jesus. Brother Dave was happy right now. He's even rejoicing. Look at him waving away. This is the truth of the matter, folks. It could have happened as a child growing up. You're useless. You're ugly. You're worthless. You're not pretty. You're trash. You're going to be just like your father, just like your mother. You'll be on drugs soon. You'll never get a job. You better get the education. You're dumb, da, 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 boom, 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 boom. My child's weird. Yes. Who made them that way? Same person who made you that way. Amen. Come on, guys. This is good for you. Honestly, I mean this with all of my heart. We need to get set free. Never too late, never too old to begin again. It's never too late. God is never late either. So if this is a time through a message like this that you say, okay, I'm taking care of business, God's saying, okay, let's do this. And then get a great marriage, and then turn things around in your business, and then turn things around in your life, and stress will just pour off you. The clutter will come off, and the Prince of Peace will come into you. That's why I put a background. Now I know why. I thought, wow, that's a peaceful looking background. Look at that behind me, right? I'm sitting here on a tube. You can't see it. My legs are dangling in the water. But I'm on a tube in this beautiful little lake, whatever it is. And look at that behind me. Look at God's creation. Beauty, peace. Just, it's beautiful. It's peaceful. It's life. It's energy. Those trees bring oxygen. Those mountains catch the ice and bring water down. This lake produces fish for food and minerals. Oh, my God, look, it's so peaceful. It's not flapping around, mountain shouting at mountain, smacking one there, smacking another mountain there, fish killing fish and jumping out and people dying. No, it's peace. God is the Prince of Peace. And when you're in peace mode, things begin to change. Things begin to happen. And the devil knows that. And that's why he tries to steal your peace. He steals your joy. He steals your sanity. That's where he comes. And so this is a good message for us. And now I understand why I've put that picture behind me. I was wondering, why, that's a nice picture. And I just realized it brought a peaceful feeling to me. And then when I said to David Cox, when he came on, I said, good morning, brother, how are you doing? He's the only one who answers this way. I mean, like, I just love the answer. I said, how are you doing? Most people say, good, fine, great, thank you. He said, oh, I'm happy. Hello? What's that? How can you be happy when you've got all this trouble in your life? Because the Prince of Peace calms the storm. Oh, my God, he calms the storm, the raging seas, the howling wind, the clutter, the no money, the children, the husband, the wife, the life, the abuses, the sickness, the money short, the not job having. Oh, my God, Prince of Peace. And now I can focus on him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all those things we're speaking about, you'll get them. I can't get that without being in peace. I mean, think about it. He was in the boat with the disciples and the storm was raging. He's asleep. He's asleep in the storm. In other words, he got a diagnosis. Just say, this is not what happened, but just imagine he had just been given a diagnosis of, you got cancer, fourth stage. No problem, I'm sleeping. Or he got diagnosed with, they're going to kill you when you get to the other side. No problem, I'm sleeping. Or they're going to stone you because you said that woman with the caught in adultery, she's not sinned. Whatever it was he did, remember? No problem, I'm sleeping. He's in the boat sleeping, his peace. And they woke him up screaming, we got cancer. We got no money. We got no food. We're going to drown. I mean, they were just rampant like us. And he stood up. What did he do? He pointed to the wind, the waves, the rain, and he said, peace, be still. And they looked at him and said, who can this be? Even the earth and the winds and the waves obey this man. Who can he be? They knew he was a Messiah. Who can he be? What is this? And he looked at them and said, why did you wake me? You spoiled my nap. I was having a dream. I just caught myself a sailfish. It was awesome. I was going to let it go and let it go jumping and seeing the creation. Why did you wake me? Why didn't you do what I just did? Yeah, that's the whole implication of that story. Why did you wake me? You could do this. Where is your faith? Call the Prince of Peace into your chaos. Say, Lord, bless my mess. Oh, dear. Okay, I'm going to stop there because I've got so much to say. I haven't even started my message. But I know that you're receiving stuff here. And so I want you to know that you can be healed from every and any ailment that you suffer, not just in your flesh. Please, please, please. A lot of ailments come from the mind. When you're under pressure and stress, it can bring and open doors. You've got to just get out of the situation and you've got to say, I am walking in the peace of God and I am healed from my head, top of my head to the soles of my feet and inside too. My soul is from. I have been set free. Amen. Are you hearing me? Okay, so now you can unmute. Because I'm going to close at this. I mean, really, there you are. You guys can all unmute right now. And it's a wonderful thing. But I want to pray. Oh, there's Ariel and people. I didn't even see you folks on there. God bless you all. Praise God. Well, I'm excited about what God's talking to us about this morning. Aurelia, I feel that it's necessary and it's needed and it's not addressed enough. But take off that mask. Take it off. And put on the mask of, you know what? I'm going to just be real and I'm going to just tell people I need to go and get help and I'm going to get help. My man, my woman, we're going to go and get help. We're going to get a good marriage. We're going to change situations. We're going to do things. All the abuses I faced, I'm taking it to God. He's going to heal me. And if I have to go to a counselor, I will go.
Amen.
Bipolarism. I tell that thing, get out. Get out. You're not part of my life. Schizophrenia, get out. You're not part of my life.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to speak to it yourself. You got to take your healing. You got to say, I'm healed. All of the stress and pressure and strife that I've been facing is totally out of my life. Boom, those abuses that I took. Lord, healing balm of Gilead, please pour it upon me. And if you send me somewhere, I'll go. Get rid of it. There's a whole new season ahead of you, and there's a whole new door that you haven't gone through yet, and God wants you to swing the door wide open onto a picture like sitting behind me. Boom! Wow, from black and white to look what I got. Seizures, no part of your life. Curse that stuff. It has to go. You have no right. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, my Lord, my God, and my Savior. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for your people here today. Lord, that their hearts are open, that they've received the word from you, not me. Whatever they've received, I didn't say, that's from you. The good word, the pure word. If you give them something and they recognize something else, thank you, Jesus. Just get each and every one here in the sound of my voice, either listening today on the radio or next week or next year, wherever, on Facebook, whatever. Heal them. Heal them. Show them ways to get this taken care of. Let them be free that the Son has set free. And who He has set free will remain free indeed. So I just thank you and I pray for all of those battling with mind problems, mind, will, and emotions, soulish problems in the mind, in the brain, causing stress and pressure, no money and disasters. Against that, in Jesus' name, I curse it. I tell you right now, take those thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. He said, I will give you peace. And when you're at peace, you can take care of business. So, Father, bring peace to these minds. Father God, remove bipolarism and schizophrenia and anything else of that nature in the mind, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that everything is balanced in the brain, in the mind, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Every one of your people have the perfect mind of Christ, perfect understanding and full comprehension. And that goes for their kids as well. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, I just speak healing and deliverance over any sickness in your body now. In your fleshly realm, I bind, I rebuke, I curse it out. I tell the spirits of infirmity, get out in Jesus' name. That's up to you to take care of the spirits that are lying into your brain, into your mind on a daily basis. Take care of that thing. Take it authority over it. Block it out. Get it out. Stop it immediately in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Believe the word of God. Speak the word of God. Claim the word of God. Your inheritance is available. Take it. Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to christfamilychurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in our Tradition Town Hall facility at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane,